he was disgraced in the slipper. I don't think he handled the track. He notably had the same SP as his stablemate, Minari. But then he was good in the sires. He sat off the fence when he needed to be railed in run that day and found the line well behind Invader. I really liked his two trials back into this preparation. He didn't have blinkers in both. That's the key point there. From the good draw, I think Tim Clark lands him in the 1-1. I know he gives weight away to a few progressive types, but he's quite a good horse, trapeze artist. He has been underrated. I know you listen to Gerald Ryan talk about him. He makes mention of that, that he has been underrated through his career. But I think he's a really good horse. The fact that he was underrated by the market suggests that he was maybe a bit backwards in his two-year-old campaign. Should be better at three, and I think he's made good improvement judging by his two trials. So he gets the right run. I know he's got to give weight away, but happy to be with trapeze artist. I thought he deserved to be favourite in the race, given his form from his two-year-old campaign. So, race five, number one, trapeze artist.
$5.50 right now with Tab Fixed Odds. You're going somewhere different, Brad, in the fifth.
Yeah, we've got a crash here again. I know I was with Minari with that class last time, but I really think number six Calculated is well-placed here tomorrow. Just gets that 7.5 kilos off trapeze artist. And look, I do concede trapeze artist for mine is the danger, but 61 kilos, first up at 1,300 on a Randwick track is just that little bit of a knock for mine. Look, Calculated, he beat all bar CJ Quebec last time. I thought the run was better than CJ Quebec. They walked that day. He had the second quickest last 400 of the entire day. Only Insensata went better than him on that program. Now, just hearing from Chris Waller this week, he was a little bit soft that day as well, fitness-wise. He had a month between runs with the trial. I think they think this horse has turned the corner the last few weeks. He gets 53.5. Kieran McAvoy, a lovely gate. I think he's going to take the power of beating race five, number six, Calculator.
Right now, $3.70. So they're the boys' tips in race five. They may clash again in the seventh. Brad, I'll let you go first here in the toy show.
Yeah, best bet of the day for me comes up here, Andrew, race seven, number two, Dixie Blossom. She's just an absolute beauty. I know she's got to carry the 58.5, but I think she's got a class edge on this field. And her recent trial, 1,000-metre trial, was eye-catching to say the least. I think she's ready to go. And she ran second in this race last year. They walked that day. Yes, she only carried the 54 kilos in that edition, but she was only one of two horses to break 11 seconds for her last 200 that day. She's got a great record at Randwick, winning the 2 from 5 and being placed on the other three occasions. I just think with Bowman aboard, there's another little tick. As I said, I think she's going to be extremely hard to beat. Race 7, number 2, Dixie Blossom.
Righto. Where are you going, Simon?
Yeah, singing from the same hymn book, Andrew, all over Dixie Blossoms. Clearly the best of the day for me as well. I think 360, she won't start that price tomorrow. Imagine she will start inside $3. Not much more I can add to what Brad mentioned. Hugh Bowman, a key pointer for me. Look, should land in the 1-1 there. And on her best form, I think she's well placed. I know she's got 58.5, but she's simply just better than her opposition on Saturday. As Brad touched on, her trial was super leading into her return. She flies at Randwick. She flies first up. Admittedly, she should be unbeaten first up. She wasn't beaten far in both her returns in her last two campaigns. And she gets the right run there on Saturday. I think she'll simply be too good. So Dixie Blossom's clearly the best of the day for mine. Race 7, number 2.
Righto. So from Simon Denopoulos at Racing and Sports, race 1, number 2, Formality. Race 5, number 1, Trapeze Artist. And race 7, number 2, Dixie Blossoms, his best. And for Brad Davidson, race 4, number 4, Petrosian. Race 5, number 6, Calculated. And race 7, number 2, Dixie Blossoms as well. Good luck, Brad. We'll see and hear you right over the weekend, mate.
Thanks, Andrew, and best of luck to Simon and all the punters tomorrow.
Good on you, Brad Davidson. And Simon, same to you, and I know you'll be updating again if there's any updated information at about 11.20, 11.25 tomorrow as well. Thanks a lot, mate.
Yeah, thanks, Andrew. All the best, and good luck to everyone this weekend.
Simon Denopoulos there from Racing and Sports, our regular Friday experts. Randwick, a good 4, only 2 earlies. Race 3, number 12, Whiskey Throttle. And Race 9, number 1, Rule the River. That's the news hour of Racing HQ. After our news break, we'll be back with the preview for Livermore Cup Day at Taree.
Racing HQ is brought to you by Tab's Quaddie Cash Out. Cash out of your quaddie after the first, second or third leg. Tab, we love a bet. Gamble responsibly.
It's 7 past 10. Good morning, I'm Leanne West. Three Australians have been injured in the deadly terror attack in Barcelona. A woman from New South Wales is in a serious but stable condition, and two men suffered minor injuries. At least 16 people were killed and around 100 injured when a van ploughed through the Las Ramblas tourist strip. Pauline Hanson says she isn't embarrassed by the storm over her burqa stunt in Parliament, and she'd do it again. The One Nation senator says she's created debate about the burqa and has the support of many Australians. A man has been assaulted and his car smashed with an axe in a road rage attack in Newcastle. Police say a man has been caught driving at more than six times the legal limit after a crash at Cataract, south of Sydney. He allegedly returned a reading of 0.304. And a severe weather warning has been issued for much of the state's east. The Weather Bureau says wind gusts could exceed 90 k's an hour in Sydney, the Blue Mountains and the Illawarra. To sport now, and injury and illness worries for St George Illawarra ahead of tonight's NRL match against Brisbane, with four players in doubt for the game. In tonight's other match, South Sydney will host the New Zealand Warriors. Meantime, another big injury concern for Parramatta, with fullback Bevan French hurting his hamstring in last night's 30-8 win over the struggling Gold Coast Titans. Embarrassment for All Blacks star Aaron Smith ahead of tomorrow night's Bledisloe Cup opener in Sydney. A former lover has gone public with his text messages asking her to deny that they had sex in an airport toilet. Sydney Swans captain Josh Kennedy has been cleared of a hamstring strain and will play in tonight's blockbuster against the Crows at the Adelaide Oval. And just a day after beating Venus Williams, Australia's Ashley Barty has been knocked out of the Cincinnati Open. She's gone down to Caroline Wozniacki in straight sets. Sydney weather, strong winds with tops of 18 in the city and 17 in the west. This is Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Our form analysts are the very best. One that lives and breathes racing every day is Paul Joyce. Saturday mornings at 10, Paul passes on his sought-after selections. It's another reason not to miss Saturdays on Sky Sports Radio.
Sun and Cullen, I'm the mighty Quinn, the widest runner. Turning out chain of command lead. Smiling Charge, Sun and Cullen. I'm the mighty Quinn out wider. Sun and Cullen hit the lead. Sun and Cullen in front of Smiling Charge. In Sun and Cullen, the New Zealander wins the cup.
Sun and Cullen, winner of just under 1.5 million. The richest entire son of Christian Cullen. Winner of four Group 1 races. From a New Zealand Broodmare of the Year, standing at Yuribee Stud. Visit yuribee.com.au. When it comes to market movers, you can't beat Sky Sports Radio. The plunge on last Saturday's Tab Highway winner and other sin gained momentum off Friday's Racing HQ chat with trainer Brett Kavanagh.
I've been hiding him since we've been in Sky. He's had a couple of half-mile trials with a monster and dialed him up. No reason why he won't be competitive in town.
Hunters at Tab Fixed Odds joined in the move, and by the time another sin grabbed victory, he was into $3.20. Helping you find the winners. Racing HQ, every morning on Sky Sports Radio.
Winter racing action heats up this weekend with big events in Sydney and Melbourne. And to help get your day off to a flying start, we've got plenty of extra value available across both meets, including an unforgettable trifecta offer. Plus, you can cheer on your bets by watching all races live on the Tab app and get expert tips and late mail on our racing blog. So place a bet you'll never forget on your Tab app, online at tab.com.au or at your local Tab today. Tab, we love a bet. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au. Gamble responsibly.
Here's Week 16 for Winx.
It's a Winx Blitz.
She's a champion, Winx.
Winx is coming. Be at Royal Randwick this Saturday at Might & Power Race Day to see Winx's highly anticipated return. See the world's best turf horse live as she chases her 18th consecutive win. The day will see the whole family entertained as Royal Randwick hosts free kids activities, including a Peppa Pig stage show, a jumping castle, face painting, a petting zoo, and much more. For more information, visit the atc.com.au.
Racing HQ continues on Sky Sports Radio. It's time for a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
And certainly Taree is where we're heading first up here on our previews, our New South Wales preview, 7 days a week at 10 o'clock or a bit after that this morning. The Liverpool Cup is the feature, and Brian Leggett is online from the club. Morning to you, Brian.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you going?
Very well, and you've got fine and glorious weather for this and hopefully on Sunday.
Yes, we certainly hope so. It's a lovely sunny day, a little bit of wind about, but I think it's just starting to settle down a bit. But yeah, lovely day as we look out over the track, looking in great condition.
And the track's come up a good three with the rail through?
Good three with the rail through. So the rail will still be through, obviously, on Cup Day as well on Sunday. And yeah, we've had a fairly warm week. So Scott Olsen, our racecourse manager, has been doing a little bit of irrigation. He didn't really want to, but we've had to just to keep it on the great side of things. And so the track's in really, really beautiful condition. Not obviously the track itself, but the surrounds as well. So
okay, fantastic.
All looking really good.
And I know you've got plenty on your Cup Day on Sunday, but you've got a function tomorrow as well?
Yeah, we've got the Calcutta dinner tomorrow night, which we always have at the racecourse here, with our guests being the one and only Max Presnell and the other one and only Sean Cosgrove. So we're looking forward to a big night for the Calcutta dinner. Should be a great night leading into Cup Day on Sunday. As you say, we've got plenty on. We've got over 100 people for lunch today, 240 in our main grandstand area for lunch on Sunday.
Yep.
Another 75 in one of our function rooms, and just as an added thing this year, within Taree, we the race club are sponsoring a day called Crazy Day, which is normally being held around this time of the year. It's where a number of the local businesses get involved and have a crazy day sale. So what we're offering is for those shoppers, if they buy a certain value of goods, they get some complimentary entry tickets to the race day on Sunday. So we're expecting we're hoping for some additional numbers for people attending from that as well. So okay. It's all coming together really well.
Fantastic. All right, mate, we'll talk again on Sunday. Good luck today.
Thanks so much, Andrew.
Brian Leggett there from Taree, and Gary Cleese is probably already there trackside awaiting this meeting that begins at 12:30. Morning to you, Gary.
Yeah, morning, Andrew. Yeah, here about 9:00 this morning. Got a beautiful, the track looks enormous here. It really, really does. And that rail's in the true position. We just got that Wesley win on, and he's kicking in. So it might be just interesting. They're going to run onto that on turning for home. So we might be just looking for horses just off the speed, but other than that, you can't fault it. You can't fault the track and you can't fault the sunshine. Just that little bit of wind kicking in, mate.
All right, we'll monitor that as we go through them. All right, let's have a look at them. The first at 12:30 in the first takeout, number 5. The rider for number 8, Swamp Monster is now Matt Pageant. Race 1, number 8, Matt Pageant, with Tab Fixed Odds, number 4, Princess Lottie's the favourite at $2.25 over 2 Serious Star at $2.80.
Yeah, I'm 4217. I'm with Princess Lottie here. I mean, she's only had 6 starts for 1 win and 4 placings. She was tipped out when running second in the Wellington Boot. She got beaten 0.8 of a length there, but I like the way she resumed first up at Cessnock. She sat outside the leader and she worked, but not only that, she gave a really good kick at the 100-metre mark, and she won the maiden by 2.5, beating the second horse, and to the third horse, it was an 8-length margin. So her win was really good. I know it's not easy to do winning a maiden going to a class one, but I just like the win. She draws good, and not only that, she's beautifully weighted. Too Serious Star, look, he's the obvious danger. He's only won 1 out of 23, but he's had 6 runs back. You look at his last 4, he's placed at Newcastle and Gosford. He went to Grafton in a good race behind Impregnable. He's come out to win, and then he runs second behind Ackerman here 8 days ago. He's busting for another win. Probably the thing that helps him a little bit more today, Andrew, that he did have 61 last start, and he gets to the 59 today. So that little 2-kilo weight drop will help. 1 Settler, I haven't minded his last 3 runs. They've been in Class 2 company. He did go to a highway a month ago, beaten 7.3, but he gets back to Class 1 company with a little bit of a freshen up, and CJ Graham's claim is certainly going to help him out. And I want to have a look at the 7 Tarley Lane here. A little mare that's won 1 out of 18, been placed on 4 other occasions. Her only win was here, but she has been placed 3 times first up and draws a good gate and gets no weight on her back. Good to have a look at her in the mounting yard. 4-2-1-7 in race 1.
4-2-1-7 in race 1. To race 2, we got a shorty here. Number 7, Eagle Works for Matt Pageant, $1.90 over 5, Syrah at $2.60. And then we're out to number 8, Tipsy Choice at $5.50.
Yeah, I'm 5-7-8-2. I'm with Syrah here. He's a newcomer to the Ross Dipyard. He was formerly trained by John O'Shea. He only had 3 starts, 1 in Sydney at Rosehill when he was beaten 3.9. And then he went to Bendigo and he was beaten 2.9 and 3.6. Now, he's had 2 trials. He got away with his first trial and won really easy at Kempsey. He had a pretty soft time in his next trial, beaten two lengths behind an open handicap in Alpine Dragon. I know Alpine Dragon's probably a 9 or 10 times winner, but he draws good, and I'd like both his trials. Seven Eagle Works, look, he's the improver. He didn't really show up on debut at Wyong, but he was a lot better at Muswellbrook. His next start behind Grassland, beaten one at 0.1 of a length. And looking at him, he still had a bit of improvement. He's still a little bit to learn about the racing. Went up to do something and then half wobbled around. So I think the more racing he does, the better he will definitely get. Eight definitely in here tips his choice. I like his debut run behind Stella Dodger, beaten two lengths. He had a little bit of cleaning up to do, and one horse has come out of the race to win. And two golden words was a lot better at his second start back this time in at Kempsey behind Smoky Eyes, beaten 2.5. There wasn't an over-strong maiden, but he did show good improvement second up. 5, 7, 8, and 2 in race two.
Okay, to race three. This is over the 12.50. And there are no scratchings. Number 5, Oh No, Not Again, the favourite at $4.20. Just over 4, Natural Image at $4.40, along with number 6, Penny Fling. 8, Zoeasy at $4.60. 11, Red Braids at $5.50. And then it's out to $18. So 4 or 5, right competitive in the marketplace here, Gary.
Yeah, I'm 6, 5, 8 and 11, Andrew. I'm with Penny Fling here. I mean, she probably was unlucky to get beat. Well, she may not have beat the winner, but she definitely should have run second there. First up, she missed the kick and was awkward out of the gates and then went pear-shaped from there on. And she's probably two lengths behind the second last horse, but she picked herself right up. She found the line good behind Sausalito, beaten 3.8 running third. The horse that runs second in the race is a horse called Latitude, and he's coming out the win. So, and gets a claim for CJ Graham. The only thing this little mare can do things wrong, if she does everything right here today, I think she can get away with a maiden. 5, 0, no, not again. Placed 2 out of its last 3, was placed here 3 runs ago over the 12.50 and then placed again behind Jordar. And then Ross Dick took it to a 1,400 metre race at Coffs Harbour over the Carnival. May not have quite run out by the 14.15. I think the key that she gets back here to Phillies and Mayor's maiden and gets back to 12.50. And not only that, she hasn't got the 12 gate like she had last start. She's got a lovely alley, the 2 gate, to get a good run with Robert Thompson aboard. 8, Zoeasy, in the Johnny Sprague stable, newcomer to the Johnny stable. And run second at Gosford, 2 runs to go, beaten a couple of lengths. And then its next run was good there behind Boston Lights. Needs a little bit of luck from a sticky gate, but has got a bit of speed. And I'm throwing 11 Red Braids. I didn't do a lot of its first 2 goes at Newcastle on Wyong, but I thought there was a little bit to like about its last run. It's going to get into the line and had to go back from a bad gate to go back to near last, but she might be the run on late. 6, 5, 8, and 11 in race three.
We're previewing Livermore Cup Day with Gary Cleese here on Sky Sports Radio. We're up to race 4. The scratching is number 5. In the market, number 1, Nissile at the moment with Tab Fixed Odds, $2.90. 6, Ultimate Decision at $3.80. 4, Duro at $5. Number 3, Star Feast at $5.50. And then 7, Suggest a Partner at $7. Nissile gets a claim here of 4 off it's currently $2.90.
I'm going to help him out the claim. Look, I'm with 7, 6, 3 and 1. I'm with Suggest a Partner. Look, I know this 7-year-old hasn't won for some time, but he's been in the money 4 out of his last 5. His run at Scone was huge behind Big Ben, the clock beaten 1.3. And then he came back to Muswellbrook and he had to come back to the 1,500 metres. But Gigi found the line really hard late. 2,000 suits him and he's only got 2 kilos over the limit here. And look at back markers are winning here today with this headwind. I've got him steaming home late. 6 Ultimate Decision. I've liked his last 3 runs at Kempsey, Grafton and Cessnock. He's had the 59 all of them. He drops to the 57 today here on his home track, where he's yet to win, but he has been placed 3 times. Starfest this week. I like his run at Newcastle. Last start at Rose Hill, but he's racing really good. The only query with him, he always gives you the indication that he'll run 2,000 metres, but all his wins have been at 14 and 1,600 metres, but he has been placed 3 or 4 over the 2,000 metres. And look, Nissile's got to go in despite the big weight. He gets the nice soft gate and certainly going to appreciate getting up to 2,000 metres. He's ticking away good, and there was plenty to like about his last run here behind Glitzer in the Tari Cup prelude. But on with the 7. I suggest a partner. I think he can get another win. 7, 6, 3 and 1 in race 4.
Righto. Legs of the quaddie now. Race 5, take out 4 and 14. And the rider for 2, Hill of Knowledge, is now Raymond Spokes. Raymond Spokes, race 5, number 2, with Tab Fixed Odds here, number 12, We are smoking the favourite at 360, 7 Tuvasa at 480, 3, I've got this at $6, along with number 9, Lucky Starlet, and then number 8, Celtic Trail at $6.50, and 10, Miss Kodiak at $9.50, along with the 11, Near Salinas. So the favourite number 12, We Are Smoking, currently $3.60.
Yeah, I'm 8, 3, 9 and 12, Andrew. I'm with the 80 at Celtic Trail. I like this little mare. I thought a run 3 runs ago at Cessnock was good when running third. Of 13, she went to the Beaumont track and hit a slow track where she needs a good track. She's, I like to run the other day. She had 13 gates. She was wide the trip there at Muswellbrook over 1,500 metres. She was beaten 1.7. She gets Josh Adams aboard. She drops a kilo and a half, and she draws a really good gate here today. And no worries about her running out the mile. She'll get a softer run than what she did last start there at Muswellbrook. Three, I've got this. He's a big query. He's had 2 runs for Tony Green. He didn't really show up here first up in a 1,300-metre race. I thought his next one was really good behind Light Motion, where he was in the worst part of the track at Port Macquarie. But each time you see him in the yard, he's just getting a little bit better. And he's tried a little bit of gear on him today, and he's in a really smart yard. So I could see him improving a mile. 9, Lucky Scarlet. I like the maiden when it's going. She's only lightly raced. She draws good. Coming off a mile win there and gets a claim for young CJ Graham. She's definitely got to go in. And the 12 Wells, We're Smoking, she's been around the mix. The beauty about her that she gets that light weight of 54 kilos today and drawn a little bit better gait than when she drew at Cessnock last start. And her only win was here, but she's had 19 goes for only the one win. But I like the 8 Celtic Trail. I think he gets, well, she gets that nice run in 3 into 8, 3, 9 and 12 in race 5.
To race 6, take out 7, Dark Elixir. The Tab Fixed Odds market at this stage has number 5, Snippernet at $3. D'Angelo, number 2, Next Best at $3.60. 1, Von Costa at $4.60. 4, Torrio's Delight at $7. And 8, Western Saga at $8. Again, a claimer gets 2 kilos off here for Chloe Baker, the favourite number 5.
I haven't got him in the mix, Andrew. I like his maiden win, but I don't think it was an over-strong maiden. But I'm 1, 2, 6, and 8. I like this horse, Von Costa. I think he's a really, really good horse. He's had 8 starts. He's won 2 and placed 2. He's only 2 wins have both been here. Brett Bellamy's got him out of Cox Arbor. He was nowhere near right first up in a 1,000-metre race. He brought him back to Cox on Cup Day behind Refuge Bay, which has since gone on to win. And he was beaten a length in a Class 3. He draws good. He's only got to walk in the mounting yard and be a fraction better than what he was second up, and he'll be hard to beat. D'Angelo's the big danger. His win at Cessnock was good last start. Despite the 59, he goes up only half a kilo going here or coming back here to a Class 2 where he won a 60 rating. 6, Capital Magic. She's had the 2 solid runs back. She was in the worst part of the track there last start at Tamworth. They were getting out wide. She was back on the fence. She was only beaten 3 lengths behind. Mr. Plumble took, and she draws the 1 gate on a home track. And I've got the 80 in Western Saga. I really like this horse, and I like the way he found the line late. It's going when running second behind Torrio's Delight. And Bold Chance run third in the race, and he came out to win very easy yesterday at Gosford. Mightn't be the easy race. 1, 2, 6, and 8 for me in race 6, Andrew.
Righto. The feature races, the winning post, Hopkins Livermore Cup, race 7 at 4:10. The scratchings are 8 and 12. Let's have a look at the tab market order at this stage for the race. 4, Fleety Ore for Australian Bloodstock at $3.70. 1, Anecdote at $5. 3, All But Gone at $6. 5, Randiki at $9.50. 13, He's Our Toy Boy at 10. And number 2, Can I Have at $11. So Andrew Gibbons takes the ride on Fleety Ore here. Currently the favourite, Gary, at $3.70.
Yeah, well, look, she's in great form. She's won 3 out of the last 5 runs, Andrew, but I'm with the 3 here. I'm 3, 4, 7, 2. I'm with All But Gone. I thought his last 2 runs have been huge. He won second at Grafton on Grafton Cup Day behind Haverstate, getting a mile out of his ground in a 1,200-metre race, beaten 1.8 when running second. Haverstate went straight to Doom and to win straight after that. He got a mile out of his ground on the Daniel Baker Sprint at Coffs Harbour behind Shotgun Roulette, beaten 0.1 of a length, and had to come from the 12 gate and go from back to near last. He's screaming for 14, and he gets it here today. He's a 5 times winner, and 2 of his wins have been at the 1,400 metres. 4, Fleety Ore, going really good. Beaumont win was great. She went back to last. She found the line. I reckon she can be a little bit more handy today over the 1,400 metres. 7 in here, Moscow Ruby. I wouldn't sell her short. I thought she was a little bit disappointing in the run home in at Coffs Harbour beyond Ekabuka. But the key is she gets back to her home track here where she's won 8 and all four of the wins have been here. And the two Ken I had, look, he gets a good gate despite a big weight. Plenty of speed up in front for him to get a nice run in transit from the Alan Denham stable. 3, 4, 7 and 2 in race 7.
That's the big one today, the Livermore Cup, due at 4:10. And, of course, the big Tari Cup is on Sunday afternoon. Hey, Gary, the last over 1,000, there's no scratchings. How do you see this one?
Yeah, I'm 2, 3, 4, 7. I'm with Lyric here. He's a newcomer to the Jenny Graham yard. He was formerly trained by Greg Hickman. He had a nice little soft trial and never got off the bridle there at Port Macquarie a couple of weeks ago. He needs a good track. He's had 10 goes on the wet and never won. He just wipes it up on top of the ground and he draws good. Lorenian's just in great form. If they leave him alone from the good gate with a claim for CJ Graham, he's going to take a lot of rounding down. 14 Molina, like the first up run. She was run off the legs over the 8-10 of Coffs Harbour, finding the line behind Elite 00, beaten 0.4 of the length, and 7 stolen time. She had just had to do too much work from that 12 gate to lead last start and was found wanting late, but she draws the one gate. She'll get a softer run from that good alley. 2, 3, 4 and 7 for me in the last, is it?
Just confirming those numbers, Gary.
3, 2, 4 and 7.
Okay. Righto.
I've been correct. That's my mistake.
No,
3, 2, 4 and 7, Andrew.
Beauty.
Yeah.
3, 2, 4 and 7. 2 Laurentians, the favourite at the moment at $2.40. 3 Lyric at $4.80. 4 Dream Alina at $6.50. 7 Stolen Time at $9. And 10 Bia Bauer at $11. That's the market. Current market with Tab. Fixed odds in the last. Gary's numbers, 3, 2, 4 and 7. Best bet?
Yeah, like race 1, number 4, Princess Lottie. Really like the maiden. I mean, sometimes you find fillies hard to go up in the next grade, but there was plenty of like about that maiden win. And I like race 7, number 3, All But Gone. I've liked his last two runs over the Coffs Carnival and the Grafton Carnival, and he gets to the right distance today. So race 1, number 4, race 7, number 3. Quite a numbers. We're going to go wide in the first two legs. The injury was 8, 3, 9 and 12. And in the second leg, 1, 2, 6 and 8. Third leg, shortener up, was only the 3 and 4. And in the last leg, 3, 2 and 4 in the last leg. So that'll cost about $96 for 100%. So hopefully we can get the quaddie. But they've got a beautiful day. Like I said, just that wind kicking in. That's the only annoying part about it. Other than that, the track's absolutely perfect.
All right. We'll monitor that with the wind with Anthony Collins' calls and your late mail and Tab movers right through the day. Thanks a lot, Gary.
Yeah, Andrew, our preview too on Sky Thoroughbred Central is at 11 o'clock for Silas Smith and I, so we'll be there covering it on Sky Thoroughbred Central right through the day, mate.
Righto, mate, and a lot of that on Sky Sports Radio with the National Racing Service. Have a good weekend, Gary.
Good on you. Thanks, Andrew.
Gary Cleese looking at Tari and Livermore Cup Day today. In a moment, the next 25 minutes or so, we'll look at Bankstown Harness Racing Richmond Greyhounds. We'll look at Bathurst Gallops just prior to 11. Lots of previews setting up your Friday racing. In the meantime, latest in sports news with Leanne West.
Thanks, Andrew. A massive blow for the Australian women's cricket team, with captain Meg Lanning ruled out of the Ashes. She's had shoulder surgery and won't play for 6 to 8 months. Injury and illness worries for St George Illawarra ahead of tonight's NRL match against Brisbane. 4 players are in doubt for the game, including rep star Tyson Frizzell. Another major injury concern for Parramatta, with fullback Bevan French suffering a hamstring injury in last night's win over the Titans. Former NRL player Curtis Rona will make his debut for the Wallabies in tomorrow night's Bledisloe Cup opener in Sydney. Australia's Ashley Barty has been knocked out of the Cincinnati Open by Caroline Wozniacki. And crowd violence has marred Everton's 2-0 win over Croatian team